This is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from WBPN.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at the Home Depot. Get more out of summer with savings on innovative washers and dryers during the 4th of July savings event at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Yes, indeed. 4th of July weekend, the pool, the lake, the beach, the backyard. We hope you are playing it safe and enjoying a better summer this year, that's for sure. It's Matt Wolf running down the line of albums turning 40 years old in 2021 on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th. We turn the clock back to 1981 now, and what a year that was for Stevie Nicks. She was enjoying plenty of success with Fleetwood Mac, but it was no secret that Stevie Nicks wanted to pursue other paths as an artist as well. So with the help of super producer Jimmy Iovine and Tom Petty, she begins work on her first solo record, Belladonna, in 1980.
So coming off three hugely successful albums by Fleetwood Mac, she goes and she makes a solo album where she can finally use her own song, speak in her own voice.
ABC Audio Entertainment contributor Andrea Dresdale says Belladonna's impact was immediate.
What Belladonna really did was it really solidified Stevie's image as not only just a queen of rock and roll, but also as this sort of white witch, sort of mystical image that she had started on stuff like Rhiannon. But with Belladonna, I think she really took it to the next level. And fans who had really connected with her in Fleetwood Mac really were able to identify with her even more strongly when she put out Belladonna.
The main thing they say is, you have no idea what your music has meant to me.
There's Stevie herself telling us that relationship is understood on all levels.
And I get it from that statement, that something horrifically wonderful or horrifically bad happened, and something that I wrote was in there for them at that point. So that I love, and that matters to me.
Oh,
You're listening to ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th.
Stevie Nicks and Tom Petty, Stop Dragging My Heart Around, of course, off Belladonna, her debut solo record, hitting the 40-year anniversary mark here on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, where much to your dismay, I know, no way that album turns 40 years old, right? But it does. Matt Wolf, we are perusing through albums released in the year 1981, all July 4th weekend, and that year also sees the release of album number 12 for Santana. With the release of Z-Bop, Carlos Santana and his band were already established as mainstays on the rock scene, and with the addition of vocalist Alex Ligertwood, their sound started to become a little more pop and commercial in its style, and the aesthetic also reflective on the album's cover. Several versions of that were released in different colors. Now, as far as that quirky name goes, well, Carlos told us it was longtime producer Bill Graham who got the ball rolling on that.
Bill Graham says, you know, this album is really powerful, but we need a name. I says, okay. I thought about it last night a lot, and I came up with this. And he goes, Z-Bop. He says, you know, possess and bop, Z-Bop. Okay, but what? he goes, trust me on this. I had a lot of fun him scolding me, you know, and he's still with me in many, many ways. Him and Jerry Garcia, they still continue to grab the handles and continue this journey.
You're listening to ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. 1981, The Jay Giles Band, Centerfold.
Close by, no song was touch. To see her in that negligee, it's really just too much. My blood runs cold.
Yeah, my memory has just been sold.
My angel is the centerfold.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy is brought to you by Skechers. Experience unreal comfort with Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for the whole family. Skechers, comfort included.
You're listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM. You know, you shouldn't be eating that, right?
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com.
Rolling right along with our look back at albums turning 40 this year, all July 4th weekend, Matt Wolf. And 40 years ago, 1981, you look at it, it really was kind of one of those transformational kind of years where artists and bands were kind of fine-tuning things to the next level of their sound and very presence. Think about Def Leppard, think Journey, Genesis, and it couldn't be more true for four kids out of Dublin. You say kids because U2 was coming off the success of their very first album, Boy, and a really grueling tour. And then they went immediately into the studio to record their sophomore album.
Bono had lost his book of lyrics just prior to recording the songs for October.
That's former MTV Renaissance man and now my colleague here at ABC, Chris Connolly. Now, we know out of pressure sometimes comes greatness. And in particular, for October's second single, Gloria, you see another step in the evolution leading to the U2 we've all become so familiar with.
Gloria, I think, is kind of about scrambling, is about not having it together. It's a theme we'll sort of hear throughout U2's music. The themes of the song Gloria, the words, are not so dissimilar from I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. But above all, this, from the beginning, U2 was a great live band. The impression they made as a live band helped to build their stature in America and resulted in the great success they would find later on in the decade.
I try.
You're listening to ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, brought to you by The Home Depot. Celebrate summer with a 4th of July savings event at The Home Depot. Pete Townsend on Working with The Who.
There were two levels to what I felt I was doing as an artist in The Who. One was to serve the audience with relief, with release, with hope, with vision, with possibility. And then the other was to bring them into the reality of the time in which we lived.
1981, The Who, Face Dances.
better.
You better, you better.
When I say I love you, you say you better.
You better, you better, you better.
When I say I need you, you scream you better.
You better, you better, you better.
When I say I love you, you say you better.
You better, you better, you better.
When I say I need you, you say you better.
You better, you better, you better.
The Who and You Better You Bet from their 1981 release Space Dance is easily one of their most catchy, I guess you could say, kind of songs from The Who, thanks to the songwriting ability of a one Pete Townsend, something never lost to Roger Daltrey.
He's still got that ability to write those songs that get in your ear like an earworm and go round and round and round.
Fun fact, You Better You Bet was also the fourth video ever played on MTV when they signed on in 1981. So apropos, right, for July 4th weekend on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, Matt Wolf tipping the hat to some landmark and influential albums at the 40-year mark. And you can't say the word influence without talking about the Stones.
The communication between me and Charlie and Keith and Ronnie, it's really quite easy.
They do make it look easy, don't they? That's up next.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy is brought to you by Skechers. Experience unreal comfort with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for the whole family. Skechers, comfort included.
You know, life is precious and short, so be grateful for every moment you get to spend listening to 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage. Want to see your loan options, adjust payments and closing costs online in real time? Rocket can.
Welcome back as we turn the flux capacitor 40 years ago into the past and bow down to albums released in the year 1981. Matt Wolf, and back in 1981, if you went to the movies for a paltry $2.75 a ticket, you might have gone to see Superman 2, which taught us this catchy little phrase.
Kneel before Zod!
Also born in 1981, Justin Timberlake and Captain America himself, Chris Evans.
I'm just a kid from Brooklyn.
In hockey, the New York Islanders were the Stanley Cup champions, and Prince Charles married Lady Diana in front of an estimated 750 million people worldwide. Now, also over in London, the Rolling Stones were set to unleash their next offering. When the Stones released Tattoo You, it would go on to become one of the most beloved albums in their entire catalog, but also one of their more curious.
Tattoo You is such a funny and odd project in the Stones' history.
There's rock journalist and author Alan Light. Fact of the matter is, Tattoo You's tracks were basically leftovers from previous recording sessions going as far back as 1973. So why no fresh material? Well, it was a combination of things, mainly because Mick and Keith weren't exactly in a place to get a lot of writing done.
The relationship wasn't in the best shape, so the production team went back in and started pulling out some of these more promising tracks from previous sessions that ended up becoming Tattoo You. And then, given a couple of classic Stones singles, Start Me Up as one of those fundamental Stones riffs, this was a record that had a lot of opportunities to connect.
You have to stop me up, but never stop, never stop.
You're listening to ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th.
Stones and Waiting on a Friend, of course, coming off Tattoo You, released back in 1981 on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, our 4th of July rewind to albums turning 40 years old this year. Matt Wolf, we've been talking about what an important year 1981 was for music, but specifically, it was also one for the ladies too, like Joan Jett. Out of the ashes of the Runaways' breakup, guitarist Joan Jett embarks on a solo career that brings her over to England and then back to the U.S., where mainstream audiences first got to know her through cable television on a fledgling little network called MTV.
A lot of us little kids who were watching back then, we didn't know about the Runaways. We just saw Joan Jett, and she was super cool and play that guitar all low slung the way that she did.
There's ABC Audio Entertainment contributor Andrea Dresdale. Joan's raw and authentic sound and style struck a chord with her fans with the release of her second album, 1981's I Love Rock and Roll.
Joan Jett was very glitter, glam, which was much bigger in the UK than it was here in the US, but she proved with songs like I Love Rock and Roll and Do You Want to Touch Me that sound could work here in the US as well.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine. I knew he must have been about 17. He was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me. Yeah, me. Cause it's all the same. So can I take you home where we can be alone? Next we're moving on. He was with me, yeah, me. Next we're moving on. He was with me.
To ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th. Brought to you by Progressive. Get your quote at progressive.com today. 1981, The Police, Ghost in the Machine.
Constitution.
Police and their hit Spirits in the Material World off of 1981's Ghost in the Machine. All about that year for the last few hours here on ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th, marking albums at the 40-year mark. Matt Wolf, I've had a rip, and I hope you did too, looking back at some of these songs and albums. Now, kindly continue to have a great and safe holiday weekend, and as we slowly get back to better days wherever you might be, when the time is right, see you back out on the road.
ABC Audio's 40 on the 4th from Speakeasy was written and produced by Matt Wolf and Tony Spina. Special thanks to Matt Friedlander, Chris Connolly, Alan Light, Andrea Dresdale, and Don Maggi at Speakeasy.